ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्यज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। यस्या प्रसदता ज्ञोऽपि साध्य सर्वज्ञतां व्रजेत् स शिशतन्यदेव मे भगवन् सम्प्रसीदतु मे शिशतानि महाप्रभु। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बी फुली मर्सीफुल अन टू मी। बाय हिज ग्रेस अ कंप्लीट फूल कैन गेट ऑल नॉलेज इन वन मोमेंट। वैगुण्याकित कलित पैशून्यावरण पीडिता दैनर्नवनि माग्नोहं चैतन्य वैदमाश्रये। आई एम बिटन बाय जर्म्स एंड इन्सेक्ट्स ऑफ मटीरियल डिफेक्ट्स एंड आई एम बर्निंग इन बॉयल्स ऑफ एनवियसनेस एंड क्रिटिसिज्म। देयरफॉर इमर्सिंग मायसेल्फ इन द ओशन ऑफ ह्यूमिलिटी आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ डॉक्टर चैतन्य। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सिद्धि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। भागवतम इज द टॉप मोस्ट मेडिसिन। भागवतम इज द टॉप मोस्ट रसायन which can heal everybody and give the highest boons, the highest benefits. In the third verse of Canto 10, Parikshit Maharaj says, Avatirya yador vamshe bhagavan bhuta bhavana kritavanya nivishvatma tanino vada vistarat. He says, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says, the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. And Yadu includes also the Brijbasis. They are also sometimes called the Yadavas. Please tell me elaborately about his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life. So Bhagavatam is the only Purana which has 90 chapters dedicated to the full sequence of Krishna's activities, plus if you add 26 chapters of the Uddhava Gita, plus a few chapters in the third canto, a few chapters in the first canto, no other Purana or scripture describes so many details and heroic activities of Krishna. So it's the most complete medicine kit. You know, it's the biggest medicine box you can ever find. Plus, it has for different degrees of disease. We have this amazing story of Ritrasura in the sixth canto, which shows how everybody can become a devotee, everybody can serve. Sometimes in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, when Krishna helps us with our self-realization, and therefore he reveals us our own mind. As the Bhagavatam 4:29:69 says, usually, normally, you don't see Rahu. You don't see the planet Rahu, because it's a shadowy planet. Some people even call it just a mathematical point, but it's a shadowy planet. But at the time of the lunar eclipse, it covers the moon, but you see Rahu. You can see Rahu. Who has seen a lunar eclipse? Yeah. It's very interesting. It becomes reddish, hazy. So that's the shadowy Rahu. So you can see Rahu clearly. So 4:29:69, Narada Muni says, in the same way, Krishna mercifully reveals to us our shadow in the heart. Whatever things we deny that we have, we build that wall. say, no, no, who, me, no, no. Proud, me, no, 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 me, no, no. Him, that, you can, don't you see? Compare, just look. and we deny. So therefore, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada in 429.69 writes in the purport that normally it takes millions of lives to burn that karma, to go through that karma. However, Krishna gives us the opportunity to finish all that karma in one stroke. So he reveals all this black shadow. That shadow means something we deny we have. So therefore, to us, it looks like I was a good boy, a good girl, and then I come to Krishna consciousness, and all of a sudden, these terrible bad qualities come out. No, sorry, not come out, appear. We think they come in. That's our impression. We think, what is this? I was a good boy. I was a vegetarian. I was a Buddhist. I was a pious person. And now all of a sudden, this lust, anger, greed, all these terrible things come out. So you think, what happened? What's the reason? And then you think, I know. It's because of Bhakta John. Because I associate with Bhakta John a lot, or because of my Bhakta leader, or because of my whoever it is. So, bad association. Yeah, we are warned so much about bad association. And then the mind, and there are unlimited ways how the mind can catch us, and the mind can tell us also, no, it's because of because you think bad of Bhakta John. That's aparad, Vaishnava aparad. So that's why you have these bad things coming out. So then we go in rounds. You know, we think, no, because I should not think bad. Because of my aparad, I have these bad qualities. And then we have, the struggle with the bad qualities. And then we think, no, maybe it's his influence, bad influence. I should avoid him. Okay, let me avoid. But then, okay, maybe that's offense. Okay, then I shouldn't think. But then it's a bad influence. Okay, then. And we go in rounds sometimes for years. Until we accept. This is my mind. And these are the qualities that are in my heart. And Vritrasura's story shows us, okay, maybe I'm a demon, but demons also can serve. So when we stop fighting these bad qualities, because we think mind control means fight, suppress, deny. But that's the same thing. They are not disappearing by our denying these bad qualities. No, we have beautiful Sharanagati, we have Stotra Ratna, which is translated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Gita Mala. we have Manah Shiksha, which accept all these bad qualities, and they, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his songs that when I see somebody happy, I become sad. Because of my envy. And when I see somebody unhappy, I become happy. Again, because of my envy. So who says like this? Nobody will admit it. Nobody will admit it. But he says, I feel like that. But, oh Krishna, what shall I do? I surrender to you. I surrender to you. Please accept me. Please help me. Serve you. All the demons have achieved your lotus feet. Only Bhaktivinoda has remained in this world. That's what he says in Gopinath, yes? All the demons have already come to your feet. Only I have remained here. So he turns to Krishna. He offers himself to Krishna in totality. Instead of fighting with these bad qualities, he turns to Krishna. And then the magic happens. When you turn away from these, instead of feeding these qualities with your attention, bad qualities with your attention, you surrender to Krishna, you turn to Krishna, and then like a poked balloon, they gradually diminish and disappear. In Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Prahlad Maharaj says that when people come to Krishna, to bhakti, when people begin practicing bhakti, they start advancing, they develop good qualities, and then their lust, anger, greed, envy grow to the sky, like the Himalayas. Okay, not everybody is sleeping, I can see. Some raised your head. Yes, that's what he says. They grow to the sky. It's, yeah. It's not something we speak on about on Sunday feasts, but as devotees, we should know that this, revelation of dark side of the mind is happening. And he says some people become discouraged and leave the path of bhakti, but they miss the point. They miss the whole point because they become so. We are helpless to either defeat the mind. I mean, Krishna says, "Daivi hyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya." This is my divine energy. How can you conquer her? Mama eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. But if you, instead of fighting with her, you go to Krishna, then, you know, like if there is a big dog attacking you. I remember I was visiting my friend Vartma Pradarshaka Guru Tota Gopinath in Dortmund, and I went running in the forest, and I had some lecture listening, and then I was running in some forest on some forest paths, and then I was I saw at a distance there's somebody there, and then I ran over a little hill and then turned right up the other hill, and then I hear, "Halt! Halt! Stop!" And then I turn around and I see right next to my leg, there is a big black dog just about to bite me. And 5 meters, 10 meters away, there is his master telling the dog, "Stop!" Because the dog sees somebody is running away. Must be some rascal. Why would you run away if you are an honest person? Right? So he's running after me to stop me, to catch me. So then the master tells him, "Stop!" So the dog looks back and, you know, "Are you sure? Maybe I should just..." He was not convinced, but the master was, you know, adamant. "No, no, no, leave it, stop." He says, "Sorry, please forgive, sorry." And so he was able to, it was of course a nice dog, trained dog. He could stop just on seeing such a temptation, a running person. And so in the same way, if Krishna tells Maya, okay, this one, let him be. Leave him. Don't. And, you know, Maya is a Vaishnavi. In 2753, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, devotees, Vaishnavas do not hate Maya, and devotees do not hate matter. All the material elements. Is there any material element that gives you trouble? Do you have any material elements that give you trouble? Which material elements give you trouble? The mind, yes. Anybody? Tongue? Tongue gives trouble to somebody? Speech? Hearing? So, they are all Vaishnavas, says Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. All the material elements are Vaishnavas, as is evident from their prayers in Canto 3. They all try to combine into a Viratrupa and cannot without Krishna's help. So they pray to Krishna. "Oh, please help us unite. We cannot harmonize our efforts. We're having trouble cooperating." Maybe also that's familiar to some of us. So they say, "We have trouble cooperating, so please help us." So then Krishna helps them to find a center, unite around him, and then this universe starts functioning. So 2753, in fact, Brahma tells Narada that if somebody studies Maya in connection to me, some of you may ask, okay, 10th canto is okay. There's some, you know, something about Vrindavan there. Not the whole 10th canto, but some part is about Vrindavan, about 40 chapters or something. But why do we have, you know, every canto speaks about creation? sometimes four times. Third canto, creation, creation, and again creation, and again creation. Why do we, you know, where is Krishna in it? Of course, if somebody is really a Rasika Bhakta, then in the second canto, Prabhupada says that for a Rasika Bhakta, hearing about Krishna's creation is the same as kissing Krishna. So, in the 2753, Brahma tells Narada that if somebody studies Maya in connection to Krishna in her proper position, then Maya will not put you into illusion. Because you know her, she can put you in illusion only if you cannot see her face, if you cannot see her true nature, if you don't see tilak on her forehead. Then maybe she can put you in illusion. But if you see that she is an expansion of Radharani, that she is Krishna's, she's a Vaishnavi, and that all the elements are Vaishnavas, then instead of fighting with them, we just offer everything to Krishna. Offer everything to Krishna. So this is what the Bhagavatam is teaching us throughout. In the 11th canto, when we were sitting at the side of the Govardhan 2 days ago to hear the conclusion of the Vritrasura amazing story, Srila Satchinanda Maharaj quoted that verse, which says that if you know this verse is like shining effulgent sun which illuminates everything, and then you shine if you keep this verse in your Esha Buddhimatam Buddhir. This is the intelligence of the intelligent. So that verse is the conclusion of the Uddhava Gita. It's the last verse of the Uddhava Gita in Canto 11. And before that, Krishna tells Uddhava, you should keep trying to meditate on my presence in everybody's heart. This way, there is no better sadhana. And offer obeisances to even dogs and cows and dog eaters. This is the best sadhana, and this way you can quickly cure the disease of the false ego, which manifests in envy towards seniors, rivalry with equals, and mocking or jeering or putting down the juniors. So by offering respects to everybody, we can become quickly cured of this disease. And then he says, you should offer everything to me, and when offered to me, even useless things become helpful. We have also in the 11th canto a beautiful verse, good night verse. Those of you who are pujaris and who have read the pujari books, even the very, very first versions of our pujari books, you will recognize this verse here, 11.236. So that's a verse one is supposed to chant before going to bed. Only the last syllable is a little different. When we go to bed, we say samarpayami, I'm offering. And here, this Kavi Yugendra gives this as an instruction. One must samarpayet tat. And when we chant, we say samarpayami, I'm offering. So we can chant this verse. Kayena vachamana sendriyairva bodhyatmana vanusrita svabhavad karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. So it says that, we can maybe show the translation, go up. So whatever, so here's the here's the official translation. In accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. Can you go back? So before going to bed, you say, whatever I have done with my body, Kayena, whatever I have said, whatever I have thought, whatever I have experienced or done with my senses, whatever I decided with my intelligence, Atmana, and in with any aspect of myself, whatever I have done, even according swabhavat, according to my nature. So sakalam, all of it, yad yad, sakalam, please, may it be for your pleasure, may it please you, please use it somehow. I'm relinquishing my claim. This is my for my pleasure. This is, let it be for you. So this is the difference between karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga. Also, this is the instruction that Krishna gives in the ninth canto, you may recognize. How does Krishna, ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you may recognize, how does Krishna say in the ninth chapter? Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yad yat tapasyasi kaunte yat tat kurushva madarpanam. He says, devotee, even if you feel cold in the morning, in your mind, think, this is for you, Krishna. You see how much bliss it gives you as soon as you offer. So that's our problem. We think, oh, I'm just cold. No, you're not just cold. You're cold for Krishna. Because if we do something for ourselves, we cannot help but be miserable, either immediately or a little later. Inevitable. Whether you accept or reject. Even sometimes we try to reject something. Yes, we reject it once, we reject it twice, and then third time we think, oh, should I reject it for the third time? Maybe I could maybe eat one more piece or something. Why? Because who is the measure? Me, my pleasure. So I rejected two times, no pleasure. So maybe I should eat. Maybe then I will have pleasure. I'm the criterion. No. So do it for Krishna, Krishna says. You're not rejecting or accepting for yourself. Offer it to Krishna. It's. It was already mentioned. It's so simple you might always miss it. Once you do it, it's so simple, children know how to do this. Even animals know how to do this. Once you do it, it's very simple. When you don't do it, it's so complicated. Seems impossible. How do you offer? And the acharyas are explaining that it's different from karma yoga, because in karma kanda and in karma yoga, you offer good results of pious activities. First, you have to find a pious activity. Then you must bring it to successful completion. And then the good result, you solemnly come to Krishna and says, Krishna, this is for you. Da-da-da-dum. Din, 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 din. Very beautiful result. Ha-ha. But Krishna says, no, you offer everything before you start. Offer everything.
Jiva Goswami says that even going to toilet can be offered to Krishna, which is an anathema for Karmakanda. And how can you offer such a dirty thing to Krishna? You cannot. But Jiva Goswami says, no. You think, Krishna, I want to offer you my mind to think about you. But to think about you, I have to have a peaceful and clear mind. And to have a peaceful and clear mind, I'm sorry, I have to go to the toilet. So I'm going to the toilet to have a clean mind to think about you. So that's also for you. So everything. I mean, if we can offer, you know, going to toilet to Krishna, maybe we can also offer going to the office, taking care about family, taking care about children and other things. Maybe we can also offer to Krishna. What do you think? No. Toilet is okay, but taking care of a family? No, that's too much. Can you go to the next verse? So this is the verse which... Are you online? Can you click to the 22? You go down and then click on the next. No, you just go down, or you can just try 22. Yes. Yeah, this was the verse quoted by our dear Rajanand Maharaj. So, Esha Buddhimatam Buddhir Manisha Chaman. This is the intelligence of the intelligence. This is the wisdom of the wise. Because by this, through Anritena, through the unreal, you can achieve real, Satyam. Through the mortal, Martyena, Apnoti Mamritam, you can achieve Amrita, the nectarian immortality. And then you can press Alt, Left, and then you will go, yeah. Thank you. So this comes after this verse. That amazing verse comes after 11:29:21, where Krishna tells Uddhava, Yo yo mayi pare dharma kalpyate nishpalaya chet tad ayaso nirarta syad bhayadir iva sattama. Maybe we can see our BBT translation. O Uddhava, greatest of saints, in a dangerous situation, an ordinary person cries, becomes fearful, and laments. Although these are actually examples, these are already commentaries. This is not in the verse, but these are examples. Well, doing something which is can be even called useless. Although such useless emotions do not change the situation, but activities offered to me without personal motivation, even if they are externally useless, amount to the actual process of religion. Can I go back to the up, to the Sanskrit? Yes. So, whatever yo-yo mayi pare kalpyate, whatever is offered to me, yo-yo, whatever, is true, is really dharma. It's really helpful. In the previous verse, it says that you will never experience a loss. We have a similar verse also in the Bhagavad Gita. There is no loss in this process. Tad ayaso. So here, it's very beautiful. We can see that Srila Prabhupada very mercifully has established the system of giving the synonyms or the translations of the Sanskrit words, because it's all of them are like jewels with a million facets. Because this nirartha can mean nirartha or it can mean anirartha. So both are possible. And in the European culture, we are growing from the Roman Empire, whose biggest wealth was... Does anybody know what was the biggest wealth of the Roman Empire? Law. It was the clear law which allowed people to function and arbitrate and build the empire, the government. And in the law, if something can be treated in different ways, it's if there is a contract, it has to be absolutely clear that if you bring me 3 garlands, I pay you 60 rupees. If it can be treated in any other way, then it's useless.
So that was the biggest export and biggest wealth of the Roman Empire. That's why people agreed to accept Pax Romana, the become part of the Roman Empire, because of the this jurisprudence, this system of law. System of law. But the problem with this is that if Greeks could accept what is called amphiboly, a dual meaning of a verse, we hate it. We need something to be one thing. Just make it simple. Although they say Einstein said, make it as simple as possible, but no more simple. So some things cannot be made more simple. So here we can have two possible, and you can see that in Sanskrit it's considered an ornament. Amphiboly is an ornament. We know that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you explain the Atmarama verse? So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested, how about you first give your explanation? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave 7 or 8 explanations. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him something like 18 explanations. And then Sanatana Goswami requested him to... He heard that, he gave 18 explanations. And he said, can you please tell me what were those explanations? And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can see he gives 61 explanations to Sanatana Goswami. And it's considered... even my Bhakta leader said when he read it for the first time in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya... He thought, he must be God. And this is not just mathematical multiplication. If you just multiply, take a factorial or, you know, with the all possible combinations, there will be trillions and octillions, actually. Because he gives 7, 8 meanings to all the 11 verses. There's a real lot of possible... No, these are 61 solid versions, 61 solid explanations, counting different types of bhakti, different types of sadhakas, different types of sadhana and success. So here also we have different meanings. So it can mean that what is useless becomes the best dharma. Or it can mean that even if it's useless, it never fails to bring you the highest blessing. Something useless like bhaya, fear. So fear in itself, is it something that's very nice? Not much. But if you offer it to Krishna, then it can bring you to perfection. So this is what Raghunath Das Goswami says in his Manah Shiksha. He says, Asat cheshta kashta phala pranavikata pashalibiriha prakamam kamadi prakatapadapati vyatikarai kalebadvahanyeham idi bhagavidvardma bhagane kuru tvam putkaran. He says, brother, mind, if you are attacked by the highway robbers of lust, anger, greed, and others. You know, there's a gang of dacoits. And by the way, this road between NH2, the highway, and Radhakund, which we all pass, used to be closed at 6 p.m. because even until just a few years ago, because there would be dacoits. As soon as darkness would come, dacoits would come out on the road. They would stop the car, and they would check how much money you have. And if you have, they take it away. And they may also kill. So if dacoits catch you on a road somewhere, usually they try to do it, you know, in a secluded place. So we have sometimes not. Sometimes it's even not so far from some place where there are people. But around the corner. So we have three options in such a situation. And normally we go just for the option one and two. What are the three options? Our usual options, traditional options in the material world, are karma and jnana. So karma, we try harder. So anger or lust attacks you. You think, I try harder, I should work harder, I should get the mind and stop it. And we say to the mind, stop it. And the mind says, stop thinking like this. You say, yes. You want me not to think about sex like that, right? Yes. And like this also I shouldn't think. Yes. Yes. And it backfires. The more you push it down, the more it pushes back. What you resist persists. So then, that's karma. Yeah? We try harder. Then we think, oh no, maybe I should try jnana. Analyze it. When I was 3 years old, one time mother refused to buy me ice cream. Maybe this childhood trauma has produced in me this desire to find pleasure. And does it work? Does it help? Does it matter? I mean, both of them have some. I mean, it's not that we reject karma and jnana. Karma and jnana are part of bhakti. It's there. But if you are attacked by the dacoits in a dark corner, it's like, you know, either trying to fight using your kung fu skills that you learned when you were 17 and you went to the training sessions for 3 months. So you use them against six armed guys, you know, and defeat them. So there's the karma option. Or jnana, it is also certainly sometimes useful. It's like trying to convince them that, oh, Prabhus, you know, it's not a very intelligent course of action that you're undertaking. It's not a good karma. And try to convince them, no, please don't rob me. Try to convince lust and anger. No, please. There's no use for you to attack me. Please don't attack me. No, it doesn't really work. So Raghunath Das Goswami says that instead of these two courses, what do you do? You say, Krishna! Yes! Dada Shirade! Or, of course, nowadays we have an even more Mayapur version. We say, Goranga Nityananda! And more often than not, they will run away. If you do it loudly enough, they will run away. That's, he says, Avati, the killer of Baka demon, he and his friends will definitely come and protect you. That's his advice of Raghunath Das Goswami, the advice he gives. So that's turning to Krishna. So in this way, you can see this fear is useless. But if you use it to turn to Krishna and offer it to Krishna, it becomes the source of blessings. So offering to Krishna, offering everything to Krishna is the solution. That's the best course of action. Jiva Goswami, in commenting on this verse, he says that everything should be offered to Krishna. There are different, there are two schools of thought, how things are offered, how bad things can be offered to Krishna, or useless things, how can they be offered to Krishna. there are different schools of thought, but the point is that we should offer it to Krishna. Several years ago, I was visiting my parents in West Ukraine, in Lviv, and one devotee said that in a festival, he heard that we should offer everything to Krishna. And he had a problem, he said. He was a professional poker player. Poker is a card game. And that's how he would make money. That was his way of getting livelihood. And he said, it's not that I was doing this as a gambling. I was winning. I knew how to play. It's a mathematical game. If you have good mind control, and if you know how to count properly, and if you have a good memory, you can win, if you have enough intelligence. So it requires a high level of intelligence, high level of self-control and mind control and emotions control, and you can win. But devotees told him, no, drop it. This is not good. Cards? No, we don't do this. As a devotee, no gambling. So he felt, oh my God, you know. Not only I make money from it, it's also, just imagine, such a subtle, high skill, it's very attractive to practice. It's not just something, it's a very subtle skill. Mathematics, memory, mind control. And devotees say, no, drop it. It's gambling. It's not good. It's not pious. It's not religious. He couldn't. So then he heard in one festival that we should offer everything to Krishna. So then next time he was going to the game to earn his next sum of money, he thought, okay, Krishna, in that last festival, I heard I should offer everything to you. So I don't know how I can offer this to you, Krishna. I don't know what you do with this poker game. But they said this, so I'm offering this to you, okay? So, all right, Krishna, this poker game, it's yours, all right? I'm offering it to you. Money I offer, that's okay. That's a given and taken for granted. But game also, I'm offering to you. And he said that as soon as he offered, he lost all the attachment. His taste for this game was gone. And he never played poker again. Krishna said, oh, you're offering. Okay, let me take it. Which may scare some of you. Don't worry. Krishna, he wanted to give it up, you know. Don't be afraid. Sometimes devotees think, oh, if I offer it to Krishna, he'll take it. Krishna knows what you want to give or don't want to give. Krishna will never rape you. I'm sorry. You know? This whole world proves it. Material world is a proof. Krishna doesn't want to force you. He will let you do any kind of nonsense. But he will not rape you. He will not force you. It has to be your decision. It has to be your choice. If you like him to be a little aggressive with you, he can do this. But that has to be your decision. That has to be your desire. So no worries. Don't be afraid that if I offer some attachment, he will rip it out. And so offering to Krishna, this is our very important practice. This is very important Bhagavad Dharma. This is declared to be the intelligence of the intelligent and the wisdom of the wise. This is how, through the false, useless things, you can achieve eternal, true things. In 1995, I remember, I came to India for the first time by the blessings of my kind temple president. Our BBT temple was in Lithuania, and our temple president was Vaishampayana. And he asked me, so, will you go to India? We would be sent to India, I think, once every 2 years or something like this. And then, as a brahmachari in the temple, and I said, Prabhu, I have not finished translating. I was working on Prabhupada Lilamrita, translating it into Ukrainian at that time. I have not finished. I don't know. And inside I thought, I am very fallen. I am very useless and impure. How can I go to India? I will see nothing, experience nothing, and there will be no use of my going. So he said, Prabhu, no. So he said, okay, as you want. So he went away. And then 20 minutes later, he comes back and he says, Adipurush, this is Maya. As your temple president, I'm ordering you. You go to India. Ah, okay. Amazingly enough, I managed to finish my book by the time I had to go. I went and I came and it was a very heavy flight and I came sick. I could hardly speak. And then we arrived 2 a.m. in Mayapur, and then 6 a.m. we started for the Navadvip Mandala Parikrama. And then Jayapadaka Maharaj is saying, here, Lord this is Radhakund, and here Lord Chaitanya was rolling in the dust, and here, and everybody is in ecstasy, and I'm looking, oh, and feel nothing. And I one day nothing, 2 days nothing, 3 days nothing. Then I think, what's this? You know, they're all in ecstasy. I feel nothing. Where is my ecstasy? And then I thought, anyway, this is a pilgrimage. So pilgrimage is not for me. Pilgrimage means it's for Krishna. So Krishna, okay, whether I feel or not, I'm walking, I'll be here for you. That's for you, right? That's service, that's bhakti, that's pilgrimage, it means, doesn't matter, I feel something or not, that's for you. So I offered. And then, next day, Jayapadaka Maharaj says, here Buddhimanta Khan arranged for the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I feel, oh! And he says, here is this and that, and I feel, oh! Something happened. It worked. A divine sign. Yes. So, you must be laughing like this all the way to the end of the retreat. We have just 2 more days left. Are you happy?
Yes.
Oh, so you know how to offer. And if you're not happy, offer it to Krishna. Whatever. Happy, offer it to Krishna. Unhappy, offer it to Krishna. Cold, offer it to Krishna. Hot, offer it to Krishna. If you are hot for yourself, if you are cold for yourself, miserable. But if you offer it to Krishna, useless things become the highest dharma by the blessings of Krishna. Krishna is so kind. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nidago Premanande, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyo.